AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the Navy Yard is on lockdown after reports of shots fired. This is the oldest naval installation in this country, and our Jerry Bodlander is there this morning. He joins us live. Jerry, what have you been able to find out?
Rita, well, there continues to be a huge police presence outside this Navy Yard where a dozen people were killed just 2 short years ago. A helicopter continues to circle overhead. And while we continue to be on lockdown here, a Navy spokesman says there's no confirmation of any shooting or any shooter, though the investigation clearly is ongoing. That said, there isn't a sense of urgency out here, and we're hoping that we're going to get the all clear pretty soon. But right now, police continue to be on the scene in a huge presence here at the Navy Yard just 2 years after that deadly shooting where 12 people were killed. Rita?
All right, Jerry, thank you. Some good news from the Washington Navy Yard. Authorities have found no evidence of a shooting. No one has been arrested, and no weapons have been found after a report of gunfire. The news about the economy is good. 223,000 jobs created in June, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.3%. That's a 7-year low, but pay is not going up, says economist Diane Swonk.
Overall earnings were very weak, in fact, rising only 2% on average hourly earnings from a year ago. That's a deceleration from what we've seen in recent months, and again, the wrong direction for the Federal Reserve, the wrong direction for all of us.
Meaning the Fed may increase the short-term interest rate in September or maybe December. But the mostly positive jobs report is enough to pump up Wall Street. The Dow is up 56 points. A car on a CSX train carrying a flammable substance derailed and caught fire near Knoxville, Tennessee overnight. Thousands of people had to be evacuated. This is AP Radio News. The Episcopalians have voted to allow gay marriage in their churches. Our Sandy Kozel's got this story.
The vote at the Episcopal General Convention in Salt Lake City came just days after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. It passed in the House of Deputies, the voting body of the clergy, and by lay participants at the meeting. The New York-based church of nearly 1.9 million members is known for electing the first openly gay Episcopal bishop in 2003. Instead of husband and wife, the new church law will refer to the couple. Under the new rules, though, clergy can decline to perform the ceremonies. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Police in Maryland say a man used a selfie stick to record videos of the woman who lived in the apartment above him. Court documents say Donald Beard of Bethesda told police he wanted to collect evidence of the woman spending time with married men so he could tell their wives. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.